Hi everyone, this is Pat for A Plus English.
And I'm Tiffany.
So Tiffany, what kind of things do you like to do in the spring?
Well, first of all, I think in the spring, what makes me feel really good is that we're finally shaking off all the winter cold and we're finally seeing a lot of nice flowers.
Yeah.
We feel the warmth of the sun.
Yeah, like a few months ago, right? It was freezing. There was even snow, if you can believe that.
In Taipei.
I felt a couple of little snowflakes, I swear. It actually happened. I didn't believe it, but it was true. But now we're in spring. Things are warming up. I tend to hibernate in winter, so I come up and I remember what the world looks like. I'm like, oh yeah, there's all this stuff. I've been sleeping for 3 months.
The same thing here.
Okay, so in today's article, we're going to talk about some of the things you might see in the spring, particularly in Taiwan. It's a conversation between two people, and it's all about flowers. So let's take a look at the conversation and find out what our friends Patricia and Brandon are up to.
Beauty in the mountains. Patricia has some flowers in her hands. Brandon walks in.
Wow! Those flowers are beautiful! What are they called?
They're called calla lilies. They smell really nice.
I want to take my mom to see them in the summer.
That'll be too late. Calla lily flowers only bloom for 3 months in Yangmingshan.
Really? Then that means I should visit now. Where in Yangmingshan should I go?
You can find most of the flowers in Bamboo Lake.
I didn't know Taiwan had these beautiful flowers.
They're originally from South Africa. People brought them over from Japan.
Can you take me there tomorrow? I don't want to miss this chance.
Of course. You can even pick some flowers for your girlfriend too.
Smell, smell. I washed my clothes and now they smell really good. I washed my clothes and now they smell really good. Take, 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 took, taken. Can this bus take me to the airport? Can this bus take me to the airport? Chance, chance. I didn't get a chance to visit you when I was in Florida. I didn't get a chance to visit you when I was in Florida. Pick, pick. Grandma picked these strawberries from her garden. Grandma picked these strawberries from her garden.
Okay, so our article begins with a description of what's going on, and it says, Patricia has some flowers in her hands. So a big bunch of flowers, and Brandon walks in, sees her with the flowers.
And then Brandon then says, wow, those flowers are beautiful.
Yeah, they must look really nice. At the moment, we don't know what kind of flowers they are, what color they are, or anything. Brendan wants to know, too. He asks, what are they called? What kind of flowers are these? What are you holding here?
So Patricia then says, they're called calla lilies. Now, calla lily, C-A-L-L-A, space, L-I-L-Y, is a type of flower, but it's really strange. It's not a type of lily.
Hang on, so it's a lily? It's called calla lily, but it's not a real lily.
Right, yeah. I was searching for this one as well.
Okay.
This is really interesting. But they say the name of this flower comes from a Greek word meaning beautiful.
The calla part or the lily part?
The color part?
Oh, okay.
Yes, the color part, yes.
Great.
So I believe then that this is actually more of a plant than a flower.
Interesting. Yeah, because the flower is just the bit that comes out the top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And did you know that they had poison inside as well?
What?
Yeah.
Can they poison people or just like animals and insects?
I'm not sure. I guess if you consume it or if you eat it, then it would be very bad for you.
That's
so maybe
true.
For animals.
Yeah, there's a few things like that. There's some things that you can cook with and they give you food a lot of flavor, but you shouldn't try and eat them. Okay. It's just not going to end up well. Okay. So Patricia adds something about these flowers. She says they smell really nice. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So here we use the word smell, S-M-E-L-L, and we used it as a verb, but we're not using it to mean like you smell something, like what is that? When we use smell this way, we mean the thing has a particular smell, okay? They smell nice. The flowers aren't smelling her. It's just the smell that they have, okay? Here's another example to explain what we mean. I washed my clothes and now they smell really good.
Mm.
I washed my clothes and now they smell really good.
I could smell it right now.
Okay.
If you had smell-o-vision, you can smell.
Yeah, that's true. We're a few years away from you guys being able to smell us on TV, but we'll get there.
Yes. All right, so next in the article, Brendan then says, I want to take my mom to see them in the summer.
Mm.
Okay, so I guess he has some summer plans and he wants to take his mom there.
Yeah,
now,
so
when you,
beautiful flowers.
Yeah, exactly. So when you take something or take someone, it means to go or move from one place to another. So for example, Brendan maybe wants to take his mom, who is maybe sitting at home.
Mm.
He wants to take her to the mountains to see these beautiful flowers.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we can say, can this bus take me to the airport? Can this bus take me to the airport?
Yeah, we could also say, you know, you want to take somebody to a restaurant or your parents have to take you to school maybe in the morning or something like that. So he wants to take his mom up to where these flowers grow in the summer. He wants to know where they are. But the summer, that's not going to work because Patricia says that'll be too late.
Ah.
Notice there we're going that will, but we're combining it to be that'll. Okay, so that's a that will, but with the contraction makes that'll. That'll be too late.
Mm, so let's see why. Patricia says calla lily flowers only bloom for 3 months in Yangmingshan.
Mm.
So these flowers, they're not the type of flowers that you can see all year round.
Okay.
They only show at a certain time, or they only bloom during a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when something blooms, B-L-O-O-M, it means the time for a certain flower to grow. So she's saying these calla lily flowers only grow for a certain amount of time, especially in the spring.
Okay. We can also use the word bloom to mean the actual flower. As a noun, it means the flower, and as a verb, it just kind of means produce or when it produces flowers. Okay, so these only grow in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So Brendan, thinking about that, he says, really? Then that means I should visit now.
Right. He should really take this chance to, you know, I think enjoy the spring because there are things that you can do that are only seasonal.
Yeah, and it's also not too bad because if you went in summer up in there, it's going to be really hot, okay? The temperature's going to rise. Whereas spring, I mean, yeah, you may still get some rain at times. It might not always be clear, but at least it won't be so hot that you don't want to be walking around outside up mountains and so on and
with
things like that.
With mosquitoes.
Yeah. Yeah, if you go in spring, you might be able to get up there before it gets too hot, too sticky, too uncomfortable with all the bugs.
That's right. You know, sometimes in the winter, people go, they pick strawberries.
That's right. That's a good time for it.
Mm-hmm. That's also something
like, meowly and stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. So let's continue reading the article. It's Brendan then says, where in Yangmingshan should I go? Okay, so there must be a specific place because Yangmingshan is huge.
Yeah, big area, big national park. So he's thinking, where do I go? He's probably hoping I don't have to go all the way to the top. Patricia's going to tell him. She says you can find most of the flowers in Bamboo Lake. Okay, presumably she doesn't mean right in the lake. Maybe she does. Maybe she means actually on islands in the lake or around the lake. And she says most of the flowers are there. Okay, which means that there'll be a few in other places, but if you want to make sure you get them, make sure you see them, you want to go straight to Bamboo Lake. That's where you'll find most of them up there. Now, here we use this word bamboo to describe the lake, Bamboo Lake. Now, did you know that bamboo is actually grass?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a type of grass. Of course, it is very hard and it's very tall. Okay, bamboo is, of course, just the plant. Pandas love to eat it. I mean, I like to eat it. Bamboo's not too bad as long as you cook it properly. It's also the fastest growing plant in the world.
Oh, wow.
It will grow faster than any other. So this place is called Bamboo Lake. So there's probably, there either is or used to be, a lot of bamboo around that area, as well as the calla lilies.
I always thought bamboos were a type of tree,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, you'd think that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But it's actually a grass. Same with bananas. A banana tree is not a real tree. There's an extra fact for you there.
Oh, we're learning a lot today.
Yeah,
we learned
sorts.
That calla lilies aren't really lilies.
Mm-hmm. Bamboo trees are not trees. Bamboo, not a tree. There you go.
Really interesting. All right, so next in the article it says, Brendan then says, I didn't know Taiwan had these beautiful flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't either.
Okay, yeah. Well, Patricia explains they are originally from South Africa. Again, she uses this contraction, they are, contracted to there. So we can say they're originally from South Africa. She also uses the word originally, which is spelled R-O-R, excuse me, I'll spell that again, O-R-I-G-I-N-A-L-L-Y, originally, which is an adverb, and it means in the beginning or at first, where they first come from. For example, true story, my father is originally from Northern Ireland, Bay Ireland, but he moved to England when he was about 5 years old.
Ah, so you have a little bit of Irish blood
just
in you.
Just a little. His parents weren't Irish either. Mm-hmm. They just happened to be living there when he was born. So there's some, not much.
Ah, I see. All right, so next in the article, Patricia then says, people brought them over from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it moved from South Africa to, I don't know, it somehow
Japan
got away to,
of the world.
Exactly,
yeah.
To Asia. And then people saw these flowers in Japan and decided to bring them over. Okay, when you bring something over, it's kind of similar to the word take. So when you bring something over, it means to take or move from one place to the other. So in this case, it means to bring things from one country to another country.
Okay, you could use sort of similar things like that. You might be bringing stuff over from one house to another house.
Right. Yeah, if you move to a new city or place, you can bring over your own traditions and customs.
Okay, so Brendan then says, can you take me there tomorrow? He wants to go off to see these lilies. So he says, can you take me there tomorrow? We're going to learn a little bit more about that sentence structure now because we're going to break for our Ingwen Kwai Tong.
Oh, yeah!
大家好，我是 Celine， 欢迎来到英文快译通。Take 这个字大家都认识，但是你知道它众多用法吗？今天 Celine 就要跟大家来看看其中几个哦。首先，要 take 最常出现的意思呢，就是带。例如，我要带我国外的朋友去吃台湾最红的小笼包。I want to take you to eat some nice 小笼包。Take somebody to do something 就是带某人去做某事的意思。那当然也可以带人去一个地方，也就是 take somebody to a place。例如台湾最红的小笼包，想必就是鼎泰丰吧。我们就可以说 I want to take you to 鼎泰丰。如果你要接的是这个地方副词，像是 home、here 或是 there， 那就不需要再加 to。例如这班公车可以带我回家。我们就可以说 This bus can take me home. This bus can take me home. 又或者是在计程车上你不太确定你要去的地方英文要怎么说，但是你有地址或是地图，你就可以指着说 Could you take me there? Could you take me there? 你可以带我去这里吗？最后我们再提一下另一个大家应该比较熟的用法， take 也当作搭乘使用。例如有人问你 How do you go home?How do you go home? 你就可以回答 I usually take the bus. I usually take the bus. 我通常搭公车。那如果你搭的是火车，那就是 I usually take a train. I usually take a train. 搭的是捷运，那当然就是 I usually take the MRT. I usually take the MRT.这三个 take 的用法很好记吧，那希望大家都能够灵活运用哦。我们下次见啦，拜拜。Alright, so let's continue reading our article. Brendan then says, I don't want to miss this chance. Now a chance is a time or situation which you can use to do something that you want to do. Okay, for example, you can say, I didn't get a chance to visit you when I was in Florida. Mm. I didn't get a chance to visit you when I was in Florida.
Okay, Patricia then says, of course, you can even pick some flowers for your girlfriend too.
Ah.
Okay, we've used the word pick there. It's a verb, P-I-C-K, pick, and it means to remove a flower, fruit, or nut, or something from a plant or a tree or out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Grandma picked these strawberries from her garden. Grandma picked these strawberries from her garden.
Right, so、okay. yeah, really interesting. So we learned a lot about,
flowers、yeah. today. We're going to come back tomorrow and look at a bit more、when they're actually up on Yangmingshan. But right now it's time for our wrap up.
My legs are sore, but I have more energy than I used to.
My legs are sore.But I have more energy than I used to.
哦天哪，腿怎么会这么酸？好崩溃！大家好，我是 Celine， 我昨天运动太认真了，结果今天全身都好酸，尤其是这个腿。My legs are sore, but I have more energy than I used to. 我的腿很酸，但是比以前有精力多了。Sore 呢，就是酸痛、疼痛的意思，不止腿可以用 sore， 喉咙痛也可以用哦。我们可以说 I have a sore throat. I have a sore throat. 我喉咙痛。Energy 就是能量、精力的意思。I have more energy than I used to 就是比我之前有精力的意思。Used to 跟 use 本来的意思是没什么关系的，它的意思呢是曾经、以前。那这句话你一开始看到可能会有点不解，为什么觉得酸反而会比之前有精力呢？因为人只要有运动啊，通常体力都会变得比较好，至少比以前还要好，所以才会这么说。那又有人说You call it feeling sore, but I call it feeling alive. 你说这叫酸，我说这叫做活着。Alive 就是活着的意思，听起来有没有充满斗志啊？最后我们再来复习一遍今天的句子。My legs are sore, but I have more energy than I used to.好啦，大家不要因为觉得酸就不去运动哦，觉得酸就是活着的表现啊。我们下次见，拜拜。
My legs are sore.But I have more energy than I used to.
My legs are sore, but I have more energy than I used to.
Beauty in the Mountains. Patricia has some flowers in her hands. Brendan walks in.
Wow, those flowers are beautiful. What are they called?
They're called Kala lilies.They smell really nice.
I want to take my mom to see them in the summer.
That'll be too late. Kala lily flowers only bloom for 3 months in Yangmingshan.
Really? Then that means I should visit now. Where in Yangmingshan should I go?
You can find most of the flowers in Bamboo Lake.
I didn't know Taiwan had these beautiful flowers.
They're originally from South Africa. People brought them over from Japan.
Can you take me there tomorrow? I don't want to miss this chance.
Of course. You can even pick some flowers for your girlfriend, too.
Smell. Smell. I washed my clothes, and now they smell really good.I washed my clothes and now they smell really good. Take, 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 took, taken. Can this bus take me to the airport? Can this bus take me to the airport? Chance, chance. I didn't get a chance to visit you when I was in Florida. I didn't get a chance to visit you when I was in Florida. Pick. Pick. Grandma picked these strawberries from her garden. Grandma picked these strawberries from her garden.